At 6:06, it is cloudy, 75 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high of 85 today with a chance of some rain. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Oklahoma's multi-county grand jury indicts a former Broken Arrow school superintendent on two felony charges. Our Catherine Roberts was in the courtroom yesterday when the indictments were unsealed.
Jim Cisney's plea is not guilty, both to a count of bribery and to a count of conspiracy against a school district. Corporation Windstream Communications was also named in the indictment. Both Oklahoma Attorney General's representatives and Cisney's attorneys declined to comment yesterday. Cisney was fired from Broken Arrow Public Schools in 2008 amid accusations of wrongdoing. The indictments allege that Cisney accepted tickets to an NCAA basketball tournament from Windstream while the company was a vendor for Broken Arrow Schools. Cisney has been arraigned on both felony counts, and his bond is set at $15,000. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
A Tulsa jury returns a guilty verdict on three of the five molestation charges against former school administrator Robert Yurton. As that verdict was being read in open court about 2 o'clock this morning, Yurton collapsed and had to be rushed to the hospital. The Tulsa Metro Chamber of Commerce drafts its list of priorities for the upcoming legislative session. Chamber President Mike Neal says one item is urging the state legislature to accept additional Medicaid dollars under the Affordable Care Act.
Not opposed receiving these additional federal Medicaid dollars that would do a lot toward helping our state address its indigent health situation.
Neal says they also want to see improvements in educational funding. The priorities will be presented to lawmakers in January. We will go in depth coming up at 7:35 this morning. Humanist Dan Nairn delivered what the agenda listed as the opening prayer at last night's Tulsa City Council meeting.
Rather than bowing our heads and closing our eyes in deference, we should open our eyes widely to face the reality that confronts us, without losing sight of our ideals of what we could achieve.
It is the first time that an atheist has delivered the invocation at a Tulsa City Council meeting. The National Republican Convention in Tampa is now history. It wrapped up last night. Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe says he's looking forward to working with Paul Ryan as the vice president.
The two areas where I can be helpful to him when he becomes the vice president are in the areas of what's happening with the war on fossil fuels and with the overregulation.
Inhofe is also predicting that Republicans will take control of the U.S. Senate after the November general election. Some good news about the drought. The new drought monitor report released yesterday shows our area rebounding from the drought. However, Oklahoma climatologist Gary McManus says don't write too much into that improvement.
The Tulsa area went from exceptional drought, which is the worst such drought category in the drought monitor, to extreme. So it's sort of like, in medical terms, being downgraded from grave to serious.
He says if we get much rain from the remnants of Hurricane Isaac, things will continue to improve. Our weather forecast: showers and thunderstorms will be possible today, a high of 85. Tonight, there's a 30% chance of rain and a low of 72. Tomorrow, hot and muggy with a high of 94. Well, National Weather Service radar shows the center of what was Hurricane Isaac now just to the southeast of Fort Smith. It is continuing to trek to the north. Some light rain in the Tulsa area this morning, also up around Miami and Veneta. Right now, at 610 in Tulsa, it is cloudy and 75. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.